Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on a funky drummer-style call-and-response reflip in Ableton Live 12, using Session View to build the idea and Arrangement View to lock it into a proper jungle or old-school DNB section. This is not just about chopping a break. We're turning the break into a conversation. The call is the raw, punchy drum statement. The response is the darker, wider, more atmospheric answer. And the magic happens when those two parts feel like they're speaking to each other with tension, space, and attitude. If you get this right, the drums stop sounding like a loop and start sounding like a performance. That's the vibe. First, get your source material ready. Grab a funky drummer style break, or any break with strong ghost notes, a solid snare, and enough room tone to feel alive. We want something with movement in it. Jungle loves that human looseness. It's part of the charm. Set your project tempo somewhere in the old school range, around 160 to 174 BPM. Keep it in 4/4. Turn on the metronome and set your global quantization to 1 bar so your clip launches stay clean when you perform the arrangement later. Now bring the sample into Ableton. If it isn't already warped properly, open clip view and turn warp on. For break heavy material, beats mode is usually the best starting point, because it keeps transients sharp and natural. If you need more tonal continuity, you can experiment with Complex Pro, but for this lesson, the more surgical break chop feel is usually better. The main thing is not to over-tighten every hit. A little swing, a little micro-push or pull, that's what keeps jungle feeling alive. Next, slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients if the loop is clean, or use a 1/16 grid if you want more rigid control. Ableton will map the slices across the pads, and now you can perform the break like an instrument instead of treating it like a flat audio loop. This is the key mindset shift. Think in phrases, not loops. Think like the break is saying something. Now let's build the call. Create a MIDI clip in Session View and program the main statement using the slices. The call should keep the classic snare placement, preserve the kick snare conversation, and leave enough space for the response to feel meaningful. Use ghost notes, but don't overfill the bar. Let the rhythm breathe. A strong call in this style usually feels like a two-bar sentence. Bar 1 says the thing. Bar 2 repeats it with just enough variation to keep the ear engaged. If you're unsure, start simple. A kick on the downbeat, snare on the backbeat or broken equivalent, and a few ghost notes around the snare is already enough to get the groove talking. For processing, keep the call mostly dry and punchy. On the drum rack or group channel, try and equate with a gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz, maybe a small cut in the low mids if it feels boxy. Then add drum bus for a little drive and transient snap. Keep it subtle. After that, a saturator with soft clip on and just a few dB of drive can help the break hit harder. If you want a touch of glue, use a glue compressor with a light ratio and just a couple dB of gain reduction. The call should feel direct. It's your voice. Clear, close, confident. Now comes the fun part. Build the response. This is where the break becomes atmosphere. Create a second MIDI clip using the same slice source, but change the character. The response should feel like a shadow of the original or a darker version answering from further back in the room. You can do this by shifting the rhythm slightly, changing the note lengths, emphasizing ghost notes, or letting a snare hit bloom into space. A good response might remove the first kick, delay the answer by a 16th note, or hold back the main hit so the phrase feels like it's leaning forward. You can also throw in one or two reverse tails, or double a snare slice with a short echo throw. Small changes go a long way here. In jungle, one displaced hit can create that wrong but cool feeling that makes the groove unforgettable. For the response processing chain, start with auto filter. Band pass or low pass are both useful here, depending on how dark you want it. Then add echo with a musical delay time like 1/8 or dotted 1/8, and keep the repeats filtered and a little worn out. Follow that with reverb, but don't drown the whole beat. You want a tail, not a wash. Add utility to control width, and maybe a tiny bit of redux if you want that grainy old-school edge. One important teacher tip here, print a version that's wetter than you think you need. Make the response a little too dramatic in Session View, then later you can pull it back in Arrangement View. It's much easier to tame an exciting idea than to rescue a dull one. Now let's talk contrast, because contrast is what makes the conversation work. The call should be punchy, dry, and rhythmically obvious. The response should be wider, darker, more filtered, and slightly more spacious. If both sections are equally wet, equally wide, and equally busy, the listener won't hear the dialogue. But if the call is tight and the response opens up, suddenly the groove has motion. It feels like the drums are asking a question, then answering it from another room. At this point, set up your session view like a live performance rig. You might have one track for the call drum rack, one track for the response drum rack, an Atmos pad or texture track, maybe a sub or bass placeholder, and a few return tracks for short reverb, dub echo, and a longer atmospheric wash. Now create a few clip types. Make a one-bar call, a one-bar response, maybe a two-bar evolution clip, a fill clip, and a texture clip with noise or ambience. Launch them in a pattern. Maybe bars 1 and 2 are the call, bars 3 and 4 are the response, bars 5 and 6 bring the call back with a texture layer, and bars 7 and 8 push the response further with more reverb and delay. You can even use a stripped fill or a turnaround bar to create that little breath before the next section. Use clip envelopes to automate filter cutoff, send amounts to reverb or echo, volume rides, and even some movement in the Atmos tracks. This is where Session View becomes more than loop playback. It becomes a live arrangement tool. You're performing the energy curve instead of drawing it from scratch. Once the idea feels good, record the performance into Arrangement View. Hit Global Record, launch your clips in real time, and let the tension and release happen as a performance. This often gives you a more musical result than manually placing everything on the timeline. Stop recording after a full pass, then switch to Arrangement View and see what you captured. Now you can tighten it up, trim the clip edges, fix any accidental launches, duplicate the best 8 bars, and refine the transitions. This is where you turn the performance into a section that actually works in a track, in Arrangement View. Start shaping the atmosphere around the drums. This is where you build the emotional bed. Add dark pads with wavitable, low drones with operator, blurry mid-range textures with analog, or vinyl and soundtrack style chops with sampler. Use hybrid reverb for depth, grain delay for ear emotion, and autopan for slow movement if it fits the vibe. Just be careful not to smother the break. High pass your atmospheric layers around 150 to 300 HC so they stay out of the way of the drums and bass. Keep your reverbs darker than you think you need. And if the low end starts to get messy, check mono compatibility with utility. Jungle atmospheres can get wide fast, but the core drum energy has to survive when collapsed to mono. A great old-school trick is to let silence do some of the work. A one-beat gap before the response can make the next hit feel huge. Don't be afraid of empty space. In this style, negative space is part of the groove. If you want to push it further, try phrase displacement in the response. Copy the call pattern, then move one or two hits by a 16th note. That tiny shift creates a slightly broken, slightly haunted feel that works really well in jungle. Or build the response around just one snare accent, a ghost pickup, and a tail. That creates a cinematic answer without clutter. You can also layer a second break very quietly under the response, low passed and crushed, just to add grit and air. Or add one percussive punctuation hit at the end of the response bar, like a rimshot, conga, ride ping, or metallic click. That little detail can make the phrasing feel deliberate and alive. For arrangement, think beyond a loop. Maybe the intro starts with atmosphere only, then the response, then the full call and response. Maybe the breakdown strips out the kick and leaves just ghosts, tails, and a drone. Maybe the pre-drop alternates call and response every bar, with a bit more echo feedback each time, then cuts to silence for a beat before the drop. That kind of energy shaping is what makes a DNB section feel like it's moving somewhere. Here's a simple practice structure you can use. For bars 1 and 2, play the call with minimal processing. Bars 3 and 4, bring in the response with filtering, echo, and reverb. Bars 5 and 6, return to the call but tweak the rhythm a little and maybe add a ghost note. Bars 7 and 8, push the response harder, automate the low pass down, and end with a reverse tail or a fill into the next phrase. Keep your ears on a few things as you work. Does the response actually feel like an answer? Does the groove still hit hard? Is the atmosphere dark but controlled? And most importantly, does the section feel like it's heading somewhere? That's the core of this lesson. We're not just making a drum loop. We're building a conversation out of the break. The call carries the impact. The response carries the movement. Session View lets you perform the dialogue live, and Arrangement View lets you turn it into a finished section with shape and intention. So the big takeaway is this. If you approach breaks like a conversation instead of a loop, your jungle and old-school DNB gets instantly more human, more musical, and way more convincing. That's the vibe. That's the technique. And that's how you make the funky drummer flip feel like it's alive. All right, let's build that conversation.